All right. Today is Thursday, September 19th, 5:32 p.m. I'm calling River Montessori Charter School Board meeting to order. Greg, you want to take roll call?
Sure. Amy.
Here.
Anne.
Here.
Evan.
Here.
I'm here. Kara.
Here.
Sarah is absent. And Daniel's here. Not a member of the board, but he's still here. We have quorum.
Great. All right. Review of action discussion items on the agenda. Oh,
Anyone need to change the order of anything?
great. Moving along. Board and community appreciation.
I'll appreciate Miss Anna, who chaperoned at going out today, which was cool, to the library. And not
last week too.
Probably. I don't know. I just know the one today because my kid was in it.
The Chabot one?
This was to the Diamond Library on the bus. Baseball research.
Ooh.
Which sideways appreciate Shohei Ohtani, 51-51. Just to be clear. For all the Dodgers fans out there, he did it today. 10 RBIs today. Yeah. He's a monster. Sorry. Other appreciations.
Appreciating the fact that going outs are happening. It's been a little while. Not part of the parent community anymore, but I appreciate the fact that I understand there was like record turnout at an in-person FAC meeting last week. So shout out to the FAC leaders who made that happen and getting people involved.
And everybody that came to back to school night. It was great seeing our auditorium packed to once and full a second time. Thank you, Amy, for dinner.
Glad to. All right, appreciate everyone's appreciations. Moving along to item E, board member comments. Are there any board members wishing to speak on an issue that does not pertain to an agenda item? All right. Great. And any presentation items on non-agenda items from folks on the floor?
So,
Lana or?
Yeah, so Lana and Emily are here on Zoom. Do either of you have any comments on things not on the agenda? That are still in our about the school.
I do not. I mean, at the moment, I don't. I'm here to observe.
Great. We will also be asking folks if they have comments on each agenda item as we go through. This is just the spot for all the things that are not on the agenda. If you needed to share something.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Okay.
Emily, how about you? You good? Oh.
I do have a question. I don't know if it's probably not on the agenda, though I actually haven't looked. Was wondering if we could get an update on Krishna's role as executive director, kind of when we get updates on activities there, or if we, and because it feels like, when it was proposed last year, I was in the call, but I didn't join meetings after that. And would love to know what's going on there. And I think it's a great opportunity for the school, and would just be curious, what's the plan for sharing more about that?
Awesome. We aren't gonna answer it immediately, but Daniel's nodding and he can get back to you and we can make a plan to get information out or at like a future board meeting for sure.
Great.
Thanks for lifting that up.
All right, Daniel.
I'll squeeze that into my head of school report.
Perfect. Turning it over to you for the head of school report.
Great. Okay. Mine's pretty short this time, around 3 weeks ago, we just met. But since then, we had back to school night, which had a huge turnout. Huge thank yous to not just families, but teachers who stayed late and families and getting to know more about their classrooms. In terms of recent and upcoming events, we're in the middle of our fall annual giving drive right now. It goes till October 18th with a $50,000 goal to raise by then. We're going to get more messaging around that out so that we hope that more people partake. Today we had Elizabeth Slade from Public Montessori in action. Got to put in the in action in the slide, but she was here today. She observed classrooms. She observed coaching sessions. She met with the admin team, was really happy with what she saw, especially for so early in the year. The primary classrooms already being settled and having clear systems clearly. And then the with the amount of work already happening in those elementary and middle school classrooms. So she had a nice visit today. And we have some next steps based off of some of kind of observations and take homes. Tomorrow we have our first FAC sponsored coffee hangout. That's going to be at 8:15 in the sunroom with a slight overlapping breakfast. So we'll figure that out. We're in the middle of NWA testing also. We're more than halfway through, but plan to be finished by the 26th so that on the PD day on the 27th, we can start looking at that data and comparing to our IXL diagnostics. Next week, Christian and I will be going to the public in the Montessori Public Policy Institute conference in DC. And that was a great place that we were able to connect with people who are kind of in that advocacy space last year to kind of get a lot of good ideas on how to begin the process of some of these big projects that Krishna's working on. Today, we have like a soft launch of a website to connect public Montessori schools in California. So right now it's just like testing it out between two schools. But by next week, the goal is to have that sent out to all of the public Montessori schools in California and with a place there to connect and discuss different topics that are relevant to unique work that we do. So that's next week. While we're there, we have a professional development day. So there's no school for students next Friday. So don't forget. And then we have our first parent engagement night coming on October 29th. And it's scheduled for every last Tuesday of the month thereafter. But our first one's going to be about the four kinds of development, understanding child development and how we leverage that in Montessori classrooms at the different levels. What kind of we're talking about? So on our PD day, we're hopefully going to reflect on our initial NWA data. Lisa and Jess, our school counselor, are going to also do a PD on teaching SEL, our social emotional learning skills, and schedule of doing that in classrooms. But we're really going to have a bulk of that day for levels to meet to really talk about the data that they've collected so far, building out lessons together, reflecting really on how we give students feedback on work at different levels and what's the appropriate way to do that. And so a lot of really interesting conversations that come out of those levels meetings where they bring new data that they picked the week before to those meetings and look at it and kind of decide how does this inform how we need to either move forward or kind of go back and reteach? So that's been really interesting to hear about all of that happening right away as the school year started. So student attendance, last time we met, I think it was like 96%, especially over the past like week and a half. There's been a serious stomach bug going around, lots of throwing up. So our attendance is now down to 92.5%. We appreciate keeping kids home when they're sick, and we've had a lot of staff members get that also. So appreciate keeping them sick, and we're going to look at different opportunities for when students are out for. Oh, renewal updates. So we turned in our final-ish petition with all the edits that we want to EdTech earlier this week. And Krishna worked a lot on that one. And they're going to kind of clean it up for us and get it to us by the 24th for everyone to look at. At that point, we're not looking to make any major edits, but we can still make small edits at that point. So we can make suggestions on things that we want to see there for the rest of that week. And we're going to need a special meeting on September 30th. And at that special meeting, what we're going to do is adopt a board resolution, submit the charter as written. So that's the action that we hope to take on Monday, September 30th. So that we can turn that petition into ACOE October 1st, be ready to go up into in the November meeting for our first round. That day also happens to be when the ACOE is going to be doing the ACOE is going to be doing a yearly visit. So the person who's also going to be coming back to do the renewal visit is going to come on October 1st. We have a new county representative that's able to go to the school, talk about school data. So it's nice that we're going to have two visits for that so that we can kind of hear what they have to say in that first one. Preparation for the second one, really. That's all I got. Any questions on any of those things?
I should know this from being on finance committee, but does the independent study piece help with?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we get paid for any days made up through independent study. So like some the laws change ways. So for short term independent study, we can offer up to 15 days instead of 14 days. So they increased it by one.
Mm-hmm.
The minimum number of days you. It used to be three, but now it's one. So if you're just out one day sick, you can do independent study for that. And before you had to sign a new contract for every time you were out, but now you can have one that kind of covers the whole year. So that can make it easier. So we have it on my agenda for our admin ops team. How can we streamline that process to really make it lift for families low in being able to do that?
Yeah, that's great.
On the special meeting, so will you take responsibility, or you and Amy, on making sure the agenda has the right language on it so that the vote is about the right thing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And Daniel, can you preview for the board when the petition will be available for folks to read leading up to the special meeting?
Yeah. So everyone has access to like the marked up one, right? The one that we put in all the suggestions into. We're supposed to get it back early next week, at the 24th, latest, I believe, but hopefully by the 23rd. So you'll have at least a week, hopefully, to look at it.
An enrollment question. Where are we on enrollment this week?
Our enrollment right now is we want it to be today.
I think yesterday was at 348. If parents were.
It might be 347 today.
346. Parents were. It's not. Parents were can lag a day, I think, from official Aries, maybe. Yeah.
It seems like the day after.
Sorry, what's the goal again? What's the projection for?
363.
Mm-hmm. Is it the earlier grade, primary grade they're lagging?
We can, all those kids could be TK kids.
Yes. We could fit 15 TK kids. So one thing, Krishna did a Facebook that also had places for parents to specifically for TK. And over the week got eight hits, and so tomorrow she calls to some of those parents.
Yeah.
Some of them were like, I had a 2-year-old and I'm just interested. Come back in 2 years.
Yeah.
But the eight have 4-year-olds?
No. A handful of the eight have 4-year-olds.
Got it.
I think two had like 3 or 2-year-olds. One of them was like, seems like a scam robot. And then I fell apart.
Other questions for Daniel? Daniel? Great. Moving along, academic committee.
Yeah, so some of the stuff that we talked about was in Daniel's head of school report. The majority of our time was spent talking about the IXL data, which is still was at least a week ago was still in progress. Looking specifically at math data, not reading. And the takeaway was that just under half of the third graders were at or above grade level for math. And then it sort of went down as the grades got older. So fourth was lower than that, fifth was lower than that, sixth was lower than that. But sort of Toby talked a lot about what teachers are doing with that data. And because of how IXL works, they're able to target the specific places kids struggling so that they can work on improving specific skills. And they also are talking about those meetings that Daniel was talked about in the head of school report. And that was the other thing we talked about was the ILT meetings and how they're meeting with Toby and looking at how to use the IXL data for sort of across levels. And then we also talked about the after school board framework and how it would impact academic. Mostly that academic wouldn't really, it's in our charter that we have to have it through the end of this charter term. So we would sort of maybe pivot towards training about how we could use how the framework would work in terms of addressing the stuff we talk about in academic. That was pretty much it.
Okay, I think in last week's family con, mentioned about accessing IXL at home.
Cool, because that was one of my questions, was whether parents had access to it. So that's cool.
Yeah, you can just log in through, students can log in through Clever and it's there.
That's fourth through eight?
Third through eight.
Exactly. The comms, I think, said fourth.
Oh, did it?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Just a reminder, Lana and Emily, if you guys have on any of these agenda items, if you have questions or public comments, please raise your hand or let me know. Otherwise, we will move on accidentally without prompting sometimes.
Okay. I have a quick question. Is someone taking notes live that I might be able to see, or is that not, are the minutes published later?
Yeah. So two answers on that. I am trying to capture minutes live, but they're not viewable like as I take them. But they are, I try and publish them like the draft of them. And so you'll be able to see that on Board on Track. And if you have questions or edits, you can offer those. And then for full board meetings, we're recording this Zoom and we post the audio. So the audio will also get posted. Usually it gets posted later in the night when I get home.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Family Advisory Council, facts.
Yeah, and there's a few of us on here, so please chime in if there's anything I'm missing. So as Daniel mentioned, we have the FAC coffee tomorrow morning at 8:15. We started the early stages of family fundraising, and our goal is 90,000 this year. Daniel kicked off a direct ask campaign last week, and we're going to be doing that for the next few weeks. We're going to be joining like a couple of fundraising things, but one of them is tea collection. You know, families can buy, get a discount on clothing, and part of the proceeds come back to the school. So that's going to start next week. And then we're going to have dine and donate some things. So we're just kind of calendaring those things out. The fall festival is going to happen here on campus October 19th. So we're in the beginning planning stages of that. I think it's going to be really fun. There's going to be like a book October 19th.
Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday. There's going to be a lot of fun arts and crafts activities, book exchange. We're going to have a bake sale, and it's going to kick off our 2-week readathon fundraiser. Is there anything else other FAC folks want to add?
There's an election going on.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, there's that.
There's a lot.
Yeah. I'm super excited. It's all. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the earliest the FAC has ever hosted the election. So just thank you all for even facilitating it so early in the year. I can't remember the last time. It's been a while since, like, I feel like you served more than one FAC term, Kara, and then you just served the one?
I was only FAC president for 1 year.
No, FAC board rep term.
Oh, no, I just had one and then I transferred.
Just one? Okay, but you had a full term, mm-hmm. and Anne's having a full term. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never known that. So, Evan, this is a high bar.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, like, to have back-to-back board members. We usually have had people who commit and they end up doing, you know, a year, year and a half, but to get all the way through and two in a row and having at that cycle of, like, you're now not in your first year, and then the new person will come on, and having it staggered, like, mm-hmm. this is how it's supposed to be, and okay. it's really cool. I didn't want it to, I don't take it for granted.
No pressure to anyone who's thinking up for it.
How many interested candidates are there?
There's two.
Which is also hasn't happened for
yeah.
years.
That's great.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, Lana's one of them. Thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Do you mean it hasn't happened that there's been more than one, or hasn't happened that it's been
there,
as little as
there,
two?
It's been a while since we've had a quote unquote competitive election.
All right.
It seems like people have been running unopposed. And just to be clear, win or lose, as I messaged you, everybody could still help.
Yeah. I am aware that there's plenty to do. Yeah, great. Just out of curiosity, the votes, I'm guessing, are not visible until the end, right?
I can speak to how it's happened in the past, which is that there's the nomination period, and then there's the election period. And
we're in the election period.
We're in the election period.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so basically nothing's totaled until the end of the election period.
Okay.
That's the way it's happened in the past. I have not been involved in this year, so I don't know
if
that has changed. But there's no live results.
And basically, when the FAC declares the winner, not the board, mm-hmm. and the moment like we're notified, hey, this is who won, that person is on the board. Like, so if we had to call a special meeting or something like that, that person is included. And like in for like our bylaws don't require, we don't take any action as a board to like subsequently get them on the board. The FAC declares the winner and that's it.
So okay. Did they start in October or November now?
I would for this time I would declare when the FAC declares that they start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean you can
okay.
And you can work that out if that means you get kicked off a little earlier than you thought or something like that. Like it can happen mid-month. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be at like exactly the end of the month or the first of the month or anything like that. And if you feel strongly about serving through a certain date, I'm sure that the FAC would work with you on that.
I have a couple more questions, if that's okay. I'm assuming so. Like I went in and. You know, pretended to vote just to see what it looked like. And I did have to enter in my email, but I'm assuming they're sort of anonymized.
They always happen.
On the Google, is it a Google form?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those questions are really, you're going to want to ask Marcella, I would assume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't, the board does not run the FAC election. That's the FAC that does that. Yeah.
Okay. And do you know, sorry if this is the wrong audience again, but do you know if it's open to all parents, caregivers, and staff, or one or the other?
I don't think it's staff unless staff are parents at the school.
Okay,
but
got
it's
it.
Everyone, yeah, every mm-hmm. like a guardian of an enrolled child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will, it might be different now. I will weigh in that when I was running the elections, the number of people who actually voted was very, very small. Mm-hmm. Basically, it was the FAC.
Yeah,
that might.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be different now. I know there's more engagement and involvement, but it's typically been very low turnout.
Okay. Yeah, I've never voted before.
You're not like shoo-ins, you know? Like just...
Well, one of you is going to win.
Great. Yay.
You're both great. So
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, great. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Sure.
One other call out in terms of the election for the other roles we're going to have in the spring. We just thought since the last year was delayed, and it's also a lot for parents to want to put their ring in the hat when like maybe they're new to the school and don't know even what the FAC is. So I think we might be leaning towards having elections more in the springtime going forward.
For love those,
that makes a lot of sense.
Cool. Other, are you good?
I was just gonna say, any other questions?
I wasn't sure if you were still chewing.
We did it. All
right. So moving on to Executive and Governance Committee, Greg, myself, and Daniel met last week, and majority of our meeting spent time discussing the effective school board's framework, both of bringing to this group today, calling a vote. The proposal is, I don't know, Greg, if you want to add anything else, a vote on adopting the framework for the board. And I think there will be follow-up conversations on next steps of what that is. But today, the call to action would be taking a vote on the adoption of the framework. Before we call for a vote, are there any questions, comments?
How soon would the training happen if we?
So the 2-day, the big training, I don't think anytime soon. I was with a board last night that is considering the 2-day training, and on their timeline, they're not looking till like mid Q1, Q2.
Okay.
Which probably, for what it's worth, matches up with the facilitator capacity to run a 2-day training. So in the meantime, there is what I described to that board as like one-off trainings, like little pieces on specific topics. Like, for example, how does the framework, what's the coaching of the framework around budgeting? What's the coaching of the framework around head of school evaluation? Which are more like half an hour to 45 minute pieces that we could dig into at board meetings or through readings or even sometimes over email. So those are, we have that at, we can get started with those sorts of things. But yeah, the 2-day training is probably going to be longer. But I did email the lead coach and facilitator saying, I think there's a couple of boards that would be interested in a 2-day, but probably not until mid Q1 or Q2. But I think at least one of the schools has resources to support the cost of the training. And I was trying to prime him on like, what do you think? Do you think someone could come out and help us run this? And would you, what does this spark for you in terms of a more bigger opportunity with other larger board or even, you know, elected district board members from the region to kind of, you know, kill two birds with one stone sort of thing. So I just wrote to him this morning. He has not replied.
Are those smaller trainings ideally designed to come after the 2-day?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Ideally, the 2-day training is how people kick off. Usually people, for what it's worth, people walk into the 2-day having read the book. So that is another next step. The book's like $8 on Amazon Kindle. I don't know if the school wants to buy a few copies. I mean, I have one, Kara has one.
About a year ago, I haven't
yeah.
had it, so.
So that could be another next step. Other questions?
So playing out the timeline, Q1, Q2 for the full 2-day training, between now and that 2-day training, potential step is reading the book, but we wouldn't effectively like launch into using the framework. Sounds like?
I think it's up to us. The ideal scenario is that we get the training, you know, sooner and all that sort of stuff. but if we want to move forward, we can muddle our way forward. And the way we would do that is we would still try and adopt specific goals and guardrails. I think the key is that as we collectively, as we catch up to these trainings and these things, as we learn and we come to a new conclusion, that we stay open-minded about any adjustments we want to make. But the key on that is that we can't expect Daniel to be, you know, held accountable if we keep shifting things on him. Like, that's, the framework is very clear on that. So we can call a play and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And Daniel can be on board, you know, and we can move forward. And then, at, you know, 6 months later, if we all, including if the governing team, which includes Daniel, agree there should be a shift, we can make that shift. That's allowed. But we should just understand that kind of postpones when we would say, when we would could reasonably hold Daniel to account for the results. So it's not a can't do it. It's just that's how we would do it in that scenario. But I think we'd do all right. So another next step is Daniel and I think are meeting next week. I think. Yeah, maybe Monday. We're going to try and take a crack at drafting interim goals and practicing what those would look like, which are the head of school's interpretation of the goals. And the goals would be, I can't remember where we were in the timeline. When we last talked, I think I said I would go and take the LCAP and turn it into a few potential goals. So I did that in the interim, and I shared that with Daniel and Amy. And so now we're going to take those and practice, okay, what would interims look like and how might that look? And so that would all come back to everybody in very draft form as soon, no earlier than the October board meeting. Other questions about the framework? Daniel asked if any board member wants to make a motion.
I move.
I'll second.
All right.
Technically, now we discuss.
Oh yeah, did we mess up the? Oh right, we. Yeah, we. That's all good. That's good. Thank you for pointing that out, Daniel. Yes. So we had a motion and a second. Now we should have our discussion. Right. Yes. Okay.
I heard Q1, Q2. How soon could it be if it was? If we're like, no.
Early November. Yeah, but like. It requires 2 days. So like I can find a Friday and a Saturday or a Saturday and Sunday.
Q1 as in like school year Q1.
No, I apologize.
Go ahead without the other school.
If we just wanted to go just us and try and just find any trainer and pay for it. Yeah, I think we could do it soon this fall. If we want to piggyback on another school's resources and potentially open it up to other people, I think it could be, it's the first half of 2025. That's what I meant by Q1 and Q2.
How much was it?
I'll double check. If we host it, it might be as little as just like the airfare for somebody. And, you know, it's probably between airfare plus 10,000 for the 2 days. Yeah.
That's some tears. Wouldn't buy some tea cares.
You got it. Yeah, those first tea cares just handle the budget first, and then you find the 16th tea care. Yeah, exactly. I feel good. The 2 day, as I shared, I've gotten a chance to do it. I think four times or three times, and observe a fourth. It's a really great experience, and when we get to it, I think you'll get a lot out of it, and you'll enjoy it. And we can move. We're nimble. We're smart. We can read. We can do some good work. Yeah, and the book's it's not that long. It helps if you're like super nerdy and love school board governance.
Kara's had it for a year.
Kara is not super nerdy.
I'm looking to say how long it is.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to adopt the effective school boards framework. In a second. And we have any other questions or public comment on this? Okay, I'm going to call the roll that name. Does that sound good? All right.
Great.
Oh, no, you can just say.
Oh, I say, if there is no objection, we will adopt the motion to adopt the effective school board's framework.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody.
What's the book called?
Great on their behalf.
Great on their behalf. He actually has another book coming out, which is way more fun.
Which one do we read?
The Great on Their Behalf. The one that's coming out in a couple of weeks is called Our Tools They Deserve, and it's his book on how mostly high schools, but could be your middle school too, get trained to take over on a school's all the student discipline of a school through student-led restorative practice. So in addition to like training boards all around the country on governance, he also trains schools on student-led restorative practices.
Who needs one?
Who needs a copy of the book? Amy needs a copy. Oh, okay. Evan, Anne, you want a copy?
Amy's got out. Who's the author?
Amazon Kindle. What? Yeah, you do. You have a phone.
I don't like reading on screens.
Okay.
I just got it through the library.
So. Cool. Nice. Library counts.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Very strong.
Ebook.
Very strong.
What is the author's name again?
His name is AJ Crable, and his book is called Great on Their Behalf.
Okay.
I know.
Eric June Journey.
Yeah. Eric Journey. Yeah. AJ. Yeah. He goes by AJ.
Crable.
Yep. I think the Oakland Library is like the greatest municipal service we have. It's such a great thing. Awesome.
I have 5 different library cards. Oakland is probably the place. Yeah. San Francisco, too. Sweet. That doesn't work.
Should we keep going?
Let's keep going.
Oh, this is me.
On to other business.
Oakland and California updates. I know I shared this with Daniel. I'll just share aloud. I noticed on the 10th, the County Office of Ed had its most recent board meeting, and at among many things they did at their board meeting, one of the things they did was they approved Lazier's charter renewal. So that got done. And I believe an Aspire, maybe Lionel Wilson, and Learning Without Limits are having their votes on Monday, I believe, with OUSD. So this fall is the return of charter renewal for the first time in years. So these are the first ones going through the two different county and district processes.
Do you happen to remember what Lazier's track was?
I don't know. I think the medium track, though. Yeah.
Unanimous?
I believe so. Yeah, the minutes are up. I think that's all I had. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think what else I recall. Can't remember what we've. Oh no! Right, we were just talking at the board meeting a month ago. Was right when the lead stuff in OUSD was coming out. So yeah, okay. So that's not. We've already all acknowledged that. Okay.
Thank you for being on top of that, Daniel. Yeah. I saw questions on the Facebook group like the day your message went out.
Good.
Yeah.
But that message went out.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last board meeting.
So second.
Got it from Amy first. All right, now is there any discussion? See? Go ahead, Amy, do your thing. I don't think there's any objection to approving the minutes.
That's right. So I can say if there are no objections, then we will adopt the motion to approve the August 22nd meeting minutes. All right. Vote on general consent report. And we're voting on three items. Item one, the finance committee report, year-to-date forecast, and the presentation from EdTech. The student discipline policy that has been updated. I was actually just going to ask. And the full year 2024 unaudited actual.
Thanks.
Second.
There's no objection. We will adopt the motion to accept the consent agenda.
Oh, just real quick, any public comments? I told you we'll skip you all on the Zoom. So
apologies.
Any public comments? We can always revote. It's totally fine on the minutes or on the consent report.
Not here. No.
Nope.
Okay, you guys are good. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, I can discuss. Actually, I have a question on the finance committee report.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Ask your question. You're the chair.
This is not abuse of power. I was curious on the state revenue, the decrease in state revenue. What's the primary driver? It's a small dollar amount, purely from my curiosity.
Probably won't.
I think it was called Education Protection Account Entitlement.
What's the difference?
Oh, my apologies. I don't mean state revenue. In the LCFF funding, this one. I'm just curious what that.
Of June. This is, oh, is this for last school year?
Yeah.
Okay. So for last school year, the right. Why? So it's showing, I don't know. It's likely, I mean, so it's something we can follow up and ask EdTech about. And you can always also shoot Josh at EdTech an email. I am guessing it is related to enrollment from last year, and it's some sort of cleanup of what was originally based on when we adopted the budget the prior year, mm-hmm. For that year based on an enrollment, and then the LCFF like finally being caught up to that. But what? Yeah, it's within the LCFF entitlement. We're going to have, 3.726. And there it is, 3.726. Yeah, we get those funds. We've been getting those EPA funds every year for years. So I'm not surprised to see that there. It gets spent, I believe, all on like teacher salaries.
I can ask Josh. I was just curious because I was like, oh, of the line item that has a delta, a change, like a difference from the previous forecast, we were anticipating $1 million.
Yep.
But only received.
I think it could be about the revenue, and it's just like that never got adjusted along the year. So as they cleaned up for the unaudited actuals.
Yeah. It also will, so these are the unaudited actuals. We are in the midst of the audit, so that will happen right now. And so if there's any concern, it'll get addressed as through the audit process as well. Yeah.
Historically, what has been the board's involvement with the audit? Beyond, I saw on the timeline, a vote.
A vote to receive the audit and a vote to accept the audit at the very end of the process. Sometimes the chair and the treasurer are asked questions around how things get approved and their experience of the processes.
The EdTech will give us a heads up.
The auditor is not EdTech. Sometimes the board has been involved and has asked for documents as part of the audit. So they, the audit checks a bunch of stuff. And so if staff can't immediately put their fingertips on some of those documents, they reach out and as board secretary, I'll try and I'll like scour our minutes for them or in Board on Track and find them and send that over. It's mostly a staff function for sure. Might I offer just shoot Josh an email, ask for a clarification, and CC Amy so she can get a good answer?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, because in finance, we've talked about mostly the main drivers and change of revenue. Right? And so, like, the difference here ends up being $1,000.
Yeah. Right? Because so I think it's getting.
We talked about like more the change in the ELOP.
Well, no, you're looking on the that's this year. This is about last year. Yeah. You're unaudited. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I think the subtotal for LCFS, the change is minimal because it's getting offset by the CSGP entitled, like the main item 8011.
Yeah. Yeah, it might just be a shift in how the revenue is categorized or something. I'm not sure. The bottom line numbers, though, I'm sure are accurate, for sure.
I can ask.
Yeah. And looking at the slide, the current forecast from the previous forecast is very similar. So it's just the sub part of the LCFF that's different. Yeah. The overall LCFF entitlement forecast is pretty close.
Thank you. All right, moving on to other business D, collecting new business items for future meetings. Anyone have suggested agenda topics for future meeting?
Should we think about should the governance committee maybe talk about what one of those one-off trainings might be and just propose and bring one to a board meeting at some point? Okay.
Potentially also a governance committee item, next draft of the framework goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need to list that as a separate item.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Okay. So now we're going to move to closed session. Greg, remind me, folks on Zoom joining us, we will put you in the waiting room.
Yep. So first, before we do that, go ahead and read, you can say for the recording, what time we're going in and what topic. And you can ask for any public comment on it.
So it is 6:20 p.m. on September 19th. We are going into closed session and if there are any public comments,
we're going in closed session on public employee performance evaluation head of school. There you go. And now, yes, if there are any public comments on that topic.
Not here.
That was a no, Lana?
That was a no from me. Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
And from me, and I'm going to drop. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night, y'all.
Thank you.
Should I stay on and wait until you're done, or...
It's totally up to you. What will happen is we pause the recording in a moment and we'll put you in a waiting room. And if you're there when we come out of closed session, before we kind of start the recording and finish up the meeting, we'll bring you back in. If we take any votes in closed session, we announce them back in public session and they get part of the recording and in the minutes. I think it's fair to say more often than not, we come back and say that no action was taken because all we've done is discussed things in the closed session. And when, and that's the case, we simply say no action was taken, and then Amy will move us to adjourn.
Okay. Okay. I will try to stay on.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be here when you get back, but.
All good.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right. We're going to pause the recording now. Thank you for all for coming. Good.
All right, it is 6:51 p.m. and we are returning back to open session with no actions taken. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn tonight's board meeting.
Second.
Objection. So I'm going to move to close the meeting. Thank you, everyone, and have a great night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for coming, Lana.